The mayor of Buffalo says the city is open as it digs out from a deadly blizzard. But criticism of the city's response is mounting.
Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars says he's called the city's response to the storm embarrassing and wants the state to take over Buffalo's snow clearing operations. But on CNN this morning, Mayor Byron Brown said the city's response has improved from the last storm, and he dismissed the criticism as hysterics.
This was a historic storm. Mm-hmm. Buffalo was ground zero for the storm. Mm-hmm. The impacts in the city of Buffalo were greater than any place else in the region.
Ed Dranch is the morning anchor and I-Team reporter for ABC7 in Buffalo. Welcome back, Ed.
Deepa, good afternoon to you. Thanks so much for having me back on the show.
Ed, tell us what you're seeing there on the ground. Are roads plowed and drains cleared for the expected flooding when all this snow melts?
Right now, the driving ban in the city of Buffalo has been lifted. It is the last of our communities within Erie County to have that driving ban lifted. It was lifted overnight, 12:01 this morning. Side streets, some of them are still snow covered. They are working as we speak to clear all of those roads. The travel advisory, though, means that there are still hazardous conditions out there, and they're asking folks, if they don't have to be driving, to stay home. Part of that plan and process is to clear the drains so that there is ample room in case there is a lot of flooding from the warming temperatures. That water has to go someplace.
Mm-hmm. So the mayor said there was a better plan in place for this storm following another big storm in November. Do you see evidence of that?
I really can't speak to what the plan was within City Hall because it seems to have been developing as the days went on. In November, we had feet of snow that really affected places south of the city of Buffalo. They saw feet of snow. Their towns and villages were responsible for handling them. Here, the city of Buffalo, the mayor is right, was ground zero for the storm. But when you look at the response and the finger pointing that started here, many people are frustrated. By noon yesterday, it was day five of the storm, or of the response to the storm, there were still 50% of residential streets that hadn't had a single pass with a snowplow. And for many of those people, it was frustrating and unnerving because all things considered, many of these places, many of the people who live here are walkers. They're pedestrians. They don't drive places. They walk. And so to be snowed in and have this relentless barrage of stay home, don't drive, yet people violating a driving ban, it became very frustrating for so many people. The Erie County Executive, as you mentioned, said that, you know, the city's response was all but inadequate, and he's sick of it, he said.
Yeah, and directing that at the mayor, you asked the mayor yesterday if he thought he should resign. What do you make of the mayor's response to all this criticism?
You know, he handled it the way I expected him to handle it. And I asked him that question based on the series of facts that came out from the county executive's news update. And that was that the city of Buffalo was not at the table. That's what the county executive all but said. When you hear that there's a disconnect between two partners in government and you have dueling press conferences, we're not coordinating as partners anymore. And when the finger pointing starts, there's a breakdown of the focus when it comes to the people. And the people are the priority here. We have almost 40 people who are dead. And that's unlike any natural disaster we've seen here in Western New York.
Yeah, and I want to ask you about the people, because Buffalo is one of the nation's poorest cities. It's highly segregated. Members of the Black and Brown communities have been complaining about being ignored, not getting enough help from the city. Their roads weren't plowed, whereas in white, wealthy areas, they were plowed. Have you seen evidence of this, too?
You know, it's interesting because I was driving through parts of Buffalo's west side, which also is very diverse. Many of those roads were still being plowed out overnight. When I was leaving my house in a certain area and driving through those communities, my neighborhood was relatively clear. I had no problem.
Yet, I think many of the Black and Brown neighborhoods, they're not seeing the same thing. We will continue to follow this story. There have been more deaths reported. Ed Dranch is the morning anchor and I-Team reporter for ABC7 in Buffalo. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Deepa. Appreciate it.